Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
New exclusive information. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell documents are now showing that Hunter Biden was using family leverage in a prospective deal to sell Louisiana natural gas to a Chinese firm. That's right. This has just come out. This coming from that hard drive, that laptop from hell. The same man who, by the way, that laptop was given to fix is now also suing big tech as well as individuals. I'll give you those details in a moment. But this is more corruption that the White House did not want to come out. And this is serious corruption.
Also, just want to say very quickly, for so many of you that have just found this podcast, because of many of you finding us on Twitter now for the first time with what's happened there, make sure that you hit that auto download or subscribe button so you can grab this podcast every day automatically for free.
The Biden family was set to benefit from a deal to transfer American natural gas to a Chinese energy company, CEFE, through a prospective 2017 deal by Hunter and Jim Biden. That is Joe Biden, the President of the United States of America's brother. More documents are now showing that Hunter and Jim Biden were involved on many business deals together. This according to these newly uncovered documents, as the Biden administration now massively scales back United States energy production. Now, let's just talk about what this means so you understand the concept of what I'm talking and explaining right now. The Biden family, which demands that you buy an electric car, which wants to force you into submission to become green alternative energy, had no problem actually doing a deal with a Chinese energy company when they were going to receive millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars that they were a part of, CEFE. They had no problem, according to these newly uncovered documents, having a massive increase in natural gas in America. But once the deal was gone, they went back to their old ways. Documents never previously reported on from the infamous laptop from hell belonging to Hunter Biden show that the Biden family was working on a deal in 2017 to transfer liquid natural gas from Louisiana to this Chinese firm, which Hunter Biden also discussed a business venture that would have, quote, 10% of the company held for the big guy. Who is the big guy? None other than the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Now, the deal never materialized, partially because in 2016, you will remember who became the President of the United States of America. It was Donald Trump. They were trying to do the deal in 2017, but when Donald Trump got his energy independence and the price of natural gas and oil around the world started to drop, there's a good chance that the deal just didn't make sense at the time. Now, that wouldn't stop the Chinese players in the deal, however, from going on to push Hunter to help his father mount a bid for president years after this deal fell through. How do we know this? Let me give you an example. In an email from October the 23rd, 2017, an intermediary by the name Jiaoqi Bao became Hunter Biden and his Chinese business associates, sent an email thanking Hunter and Joe Biden's brother for arranging a meeting with Greg Michaels, the president of a natural gas liquefaction facility in Louisiana called Monkey Island LNG, and detailing plans for what would be discussed. Quote, we have a 10:30 a.m. meeting tomorrow morning at 3 CC with Greg Michaels, the president of Monkey Island LNG Terminal Project in Louisiana. Thank you for Jim and Hunter for bringing the owner to talk to us directly. The woman writes in an email received by Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's brother Jim Biden, and Gong Wing Dong, a Chinese investor involved in multiple deals linked to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and Jim Biden. Leveraging the family name to secure high-profile meetings for foreign clients was not just a good deal for Hunter Biden, but also, we now know, a very good deal for Jim Biden, the president's brother. This was nothing more than a crime family of business. Make it very clear. And they all knew what they were doing. They were selling access to the vice president, the same way they sell access, apparently, to the president of the United States of America. Now, it has been previously reported now by the New York Times that Hunter was, in fact, responsible for all family major expenses, with Hunter once telling his daughter that he has to, quote, pay for everything for the entire family. The Post reported back in July of last year, quote, I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. Hunter wrote in a 2019 text message to his daughter, Naomi, that was found on his abandoned laptop. It's really hard, quote unquote, but don't worry. Unlike Pop, referring to his father, Joe Biden, I won't make you give me half your salary. In another email, on October the 29th, 2017, Bao writes to discuss plans for the business venture, saying Hunter is the best person to help his quote-unquote friend, the CEFE chairman, because he has access to decision makers required to approve the transfer of essential natural resources to foreign entities, quote-unquote. Through you and Uncle Jim's connections with Monkey Island, Magnolia, Project ABC as a starting point, talking point, we can check out a lot of all our interesting Louisiana taxes / Gulf of Mexico U.S. projects. Bayo's email begins. Then it goes on to say this. You are the best person to help my friend Yi to do that because you know a lot of folks in the area and you have the access to decision makers slash helpful local folks with insight about the region, she continues. The junior Biden's friend, Yi, was connected to the Chinese People's Liberation Army before he was mysteriously detained in China in 2018. And CEFE is now a defunct company, according to various reports that Hunter Biden was involved in. Then there's a third December 2017 email that's just been unearthed, never before seen. That email coming from Bayo, subject line reading, updates from your good trooper, contained an attachment with extensive research on the energy industry in Louisiana specifically. Quote, the industry overview, allegedly put together by Bayo, compiles details on the U.S. liquid natural gas industry, from how local climate affects output to how natural gas is distributed through the United States and from where to pipeline networks and existing infrastructure to local tax policies and incentives, as well as cost of shipping and supply chain details. At the bottom of the report, Bayo notes, without passing the FERC review, will not receive a non-FTA approval. Without a non-FTA approval, it won't be eligible to sell the company to China. Let all that sink in. Joe Biden selling our natural resources with his son Hunter Biden and his brother to China, trying to, and asking them to walk it through, to strip our land of our natural resources. That's what this conversation is about. Let that sink in.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Secretary Graham Holm was actually in Congress this week speaking to a bunch of senators. One of the senators asked a question about Hunter Biden. That senator, who's a good friend of this show, Bill Hagerty, asked a very important question of Secretary Graham Holm. I want you to listen to the question that he asked, obviously talking about a conflict of interest in Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, etc. Take a listen.
Do you know Hunter Biden?
I've met him.
Have you ever had an opportunity or your staff had an opportunity to discuss energy policy with Hunter Biden, given his experience in this space?
No.
Well, let me turn to another set of questions. Do you think it was appropriate for Vice President Biden to conduct foreign policy in Ukraine while an influential Ukrainian energy company called Burisma was paying his son $1 million a year to serve on his board? Or while a Russian billionaire was providing millions of dollars to Hunter Biden at the same time that Hunter Biden was apparently paying his father's business or living expenses?
With respect, sir, I'm here on the Department of Energy's budget. I'm not sure what relevance that has to the budget. And I also know that President Biden is an incredibly ethical human being and would never do anything that would demonstrate a conflict of interest.
Well, as a member of his cabinet and somebody who obviously takes conflicts of interest very seriously, I wanted to see what your opinion was.
I love this, right? I'm just here to talk about the energy secretary's budget. This is just in a hearing here. Hold on a second. Everybody calm down. Do you know Hunter Biden? Secretary, I've met him. Have you ever had an opportunity or your staff had an opportunity to discuss energy policy with Hunter Biden, given his experience in this space? No. And then he asks the big question. Let me turn to another set of questions. Do you think it is appropriate for Vice President Biden to conduct foreign policy in Ukraine while an influential Ukrainian energy company called Burisma was paying its son $1 million a year to serve on its board? Or while a Russian billionaire was providing millions of dollars to Hunter Biden at the same time that Hunter Biden was apparently paying his father's expenses? With respect to that, sir, I'm just here to talk about the Department of Energy's budget. I'm not sure what relevance that has to the budget. And I also know that President Biden is an incredibly ethical human being. Really? 10% for the big guy? You want me to believe that this is ethical? 10% for the big guy is now ethical. That's what you're telling me. 10% for the big guy. This is just super, super ethical. Sure it is, right? Oh, yes. It's all about ethics here. It's all ethical. All right, let's go back to the new emails. December 2017. Another email coming into Hunter Biden talks about how quick can we get this done? We got to make sure that we get this reviewed. We have to make sure we can get it reviewed so that we can get the deal done because we got to sell this to China. Selling natural resources to China. FERC refers to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and non-FAT refers to non-free trade agreement countries, of which China is one of them. We got to get this done. Now, again, let's go back through this. What all does Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and Joe Biden's brother have to do to get all this done? Without passing the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and by the way, this email I'm reading is coming from the Chinese. So without passing the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, we will not receive a non free trade agreement country status, that we need to get this deal done. According to a report on Biden family, FARA compliance, compiled by Senator Chuck Schumer and Senator Grassley in November of 2020, the Bidens were used by Yi as a mechanism to build influence in securing U.S. business. But the CEFE natural gas deal fell through in 2018. As part of Hunter Biden's effort to assist Yi, he reportedly began working on a deal for Yi to yet that involved a $40 million investment in a natural gas project on Monkey Island in Louisiana that reportedly fell through in 2018. The report continues. Now, remember, you're supposed to actually register as a foreign agent when you're doing what Hunter Biden and Hunter Biden's brother were doing at the time. That's how this works, right? You're supposed to be, and it's pretty clear, like there's no real, in between on this one. I want to make that abundantly clear, all right? What you're supposed to do in that scenario is you're supposed to go and say, I'm working for a foreign country. I'm working for China. Based on the emails, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother would both have to declare that they work for the Chinese. They never did that. If you don't, it's a federal offense. But it's very clear that they were working for the Chinese because the emails coming from the Chinese are telling them what they need them to do. And he's got money invested in China. And he's got a bunch of cash coming in from China. I mean, this is no little task here, my friends. This is no little feat. This is significant. And everybody should understand how significant this really is. So why is it that no one's talking about this? Because the media doesn't want to tell you this story. The media doesn't want to talk about the fact that it's getting worse, not better. Right? The media, what they're focused on right now is Mayorkas trying to have a disinformation board so they can continue to bury stories just like the one I'm telling you tonight. So they can silence them from being shared online. So they can shut you up online. So that you'll never talk about it online. That is their objective. That is their goal. That is what they want to happen. If you look at what is now being discussed, if you look at now what is being described, it is incredibly clear that not only were they acting as a foreign agent for the Chinese Communist government, but they were making millions of dollars from the Chinese Communist government while trying to raid America's natural resources, which also, by the way, goes completely against what they claim they believe in. This administration is against natural gas being used. They're against drilling for oil or gas. They're against all of it. Never forget that. Every single bit of this they are against. Why are they against it? It's pretty simple. They want to now change the way America works. And maybe it's because of business interests. I don't know yet, but we're trying to connect these dots. More emails, by the way, show us that in order for you to succeed with future business in the United States of America, quote, he has to, as the New York Times stated, build influence. Based on the recently released records, that is exactly what Hunter Biden and James Biden, Joe's brother, were supposed to do for the Chinese Communist Oil Company, CEFE. Accordingly, it appears that Hunter and James Biden, based on their family name and solely on their political influence, were agents of this Chinese Communist Energy Company, as both had planned roles with the Chinese Communist Energy Company's investment vehicles and engaged in efforts to seal financial deals for Yi and the Chinese Energy Company. They say it would ultimately benefit the Communist Chinese government. Hunter Biden knew he was working for the Communists. James Biden knew he was working for the Communists. Joe Biden knew that his son and brother were working for the Communists. How do we know that? Because he had to be involved for any of this to happen. It's impossible that they could do these deals working around them. It was 100% while they were involved. There was no way for this to happen by going around him or without him knowing it. That's what we know. That's the part here that's very clear. Now, you have to ask yourself, and you got to step back for a second, and you got to think about this from another perspective. Can you imagine if Don Jr. or Eric Trump did this? I truly believe they'd already be indicted. I truly believe they'd already be in jail. So how is it that Hunter Biden got away with this? Not actually registering as a foreign agent, which clearly he was. Right? Selling the access the way that he was selling the access. There was no hiding it, by the way. I think that's something else that needs to be said. This was incredibly transparent. Whoever wanted to do business, this is no different than what I would also say was what happened with the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, right? When everybody was sending in money, millions and millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Why were they doing it? Because she was Secretary of State. And if you wanted to play in the Obama administration and you needed help from the State Department, you need to give money to the Clinton Foundation. If you didn't give money to the Clinton Foundation, they weren't going to talk to you. You know, you look at this computer store owner, and I mentioned this in our podcast last week, and if you've never downloaded our podcast, grab it, okay? We did a story about the owner of the PC store where Hunter Biden left his laptop, is now fighting back, is now suing CNN, suing Politico, and others for slander. You need to hear his story because you'll understand what he's up against, all because he just tried to do the right thing. He saw crimes that had clearly been committed, he believed, on this laptop. He did everything to go through the chain of command. He did everything to get it to the appropriate people in our government. And what did they do? They covered it up and looked the other way. It wasn't until he gave it to Rudy Giuliani after they sat on the laptop for almost 2 years that finally we got headlines. And then when the headlines came out, what happened? Everybody went against him. Big tech went against him. Big tech silenced the oldest, most, you know, widely circulated newspaper in the U.S., the New York Post. This man's life was destroyed. He was afraid for his life that someone was going to off him or kill him. The death threats came in 24/7, all because he did what he believed was the right thing to do. Where are the questions? You know, we talk about everything that was on this laptop from hell, and now we know even more, obviously, of what's on this laptop from hell. If you had found 1/1000th of this on a Hunter or on a Don Jr., or any of the Trump children's computer left behind, they would be already indicted in jail. So you have to ask yourself, how are they getting away with this? It's a question we need to ask. In order for Yi, let's go back to this deal with China, right? Chinese government comes in. Chinese government says, all right, and I'm just going to kind of reset this. We want to get a deal done, and we want to get this deal done with this company in Louisiana. What is it that's going to hold us up if we're the Chinese? Number one, we have this major problem with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, right? We got a real problem because China was a non-free trade agreement country, right? They weren't on the list. So we've got a huge problem there. That's why they hired the Biden crime family to make it all go away. And according to a report on Biden family fair compliance, they never, as they were clearly acting as a foreign agent, they never filed as acting like a foreign agent. Never did Hunter Biden's brother or his son, which they were clearly acting as foreign agents for these companies, file. The reason why is because they knew it would be too damning. And they figured that no one would hold them accountable for this because they're the Biden family. This wasn't just people making phone calls. They were actually agents of the Chinese Communist Party and their vehicles. We know that from these emails. We know that Hunter's communication with this company did not end at the Monkey Island deal, right? Which is the name of the company they were trying to get this deal done for in Louisiana. How do we know this? Because the same person involved in that deal emailed Hunter Biden in March 2019 urging him to help Uncle Joe run for president. Quote, "You should not be distracted by random media articles. You need to help Uncle Joe run for president. Your father really should run for 2020 for this country," she wrote on March the 14th, 1 month before Biden announced his candidacy for presidency on April the 25th of that year. The email also contains a list of reasons why Bayo thinks Joe Biden would make a better leader than the ignorant, arrogant then President Donald Trump. This is not a joke. In a section titled Uncle Joe 2020, Bayo, the intermediary between Hunter and his corrupt business partners, with the Chinese Communist Party assets in China included a litany of character traits and policy issues she believed Joe Biden is strong on, including wisdom, sensibility, leadership, and opposition to a southern border wall. When domestic oil supplies began to decline, the Biden administration appealed to foreign oil suppliers such as OPEC to open their valves to keep up with demand. In fact, just last week on a call with Chinese President Xi, Biden asked China to release their oil reserves to stabilize rising oil costs. I wonder why. The White House, by the way, has not responded for requests for comment on these new emails and why they're now demanding that China do more with oil production instead of America. You have to ask yourself the question, why? Why is it just now that this is happening? I am so sick and tired of the media not doing their job and not covering this massive story. And I hope every one of you will take the data and the information I've given you and you will run with it. Because people need to understand this is all in his own words on his own laptop. This isn't hearsay. This isn't a secondhand. This isn't some sort of random accusation. This is real.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, I want to switch gears just for a second here and talk about something that's happening that needs to be on everybody's radar screen. There is no doubt that the stock market right now is battered. And traditionally, people say, hey, maybe there's some bargains out there for investors, and things will just fix themselves. Now, if you look at what happened last week, it was a bloodbath. The Dow futures already right now down 200. NASDAQ futures down 86, S&P futures down 27. The U.S. stock market tumbled this year, and it's putting an increased focus on equity valuations as investors assess whether recent discounted shares are worth buying in the face of a hawkish Federal Reserve and widespread geopolitical uncertainty. With the benchmark S&P 500 index down 13.5% year-to-date, valuations stand at their lowest levels in 2 years, putting the index forward to price-to-earnings ratio at 17.9 times from 21.7 at the end of 2021. Now, what does that actually mean? It's a great question. Joining me now to talk about where we are with this economy, because it's one that is hard to figure out, is Charles Thorngren. He's the Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Legacy Precious Metals. Charles, I appreciate you coming on. And right now, this is a headache for, I think, every American. New poll numbers out today. The new Fox News poll that came out had this in it. It said President Biden on inflation, 66% of Americans disapprove, 39% of Democrats disapprove, 89% of Republicans. And the number that really is damning for Democrats, 74% of independent voters say they disapprove of Biden's handling of inflation. You look at what's happening in the stock market. You look at what's happening with interest rates. You look at what's happening with inflation. And there is a lot of uncertainty right now that people are seeing a combination of what happens next. So let's dive into just a general overview. How did we get to this point so quickly in just 1 year under Biden policies? What really got this going?
Oh, great question. Thanks for asking. It really comes down to this. We would have seen some inflation normally coming out of the pandemic, and our economy's been through some pretty significant shocks. But really what this is about is the $5 trillion that the government decided they needed. You have economic troubles that happen through many different factors. Like we said, we went through the pandemic and people weren't working, then they're starting to work and they're part-time. We've got to raise rates for that. The biggest indication and the biggest problem we're dealing with right now is the expansion of the federal balance sheet. Basically, when you come in, you need trillions of dollars flooded into that market. This is what it creates. It creates inflation, and it also creates a bad economy. And this is the thing that you see affect the stock market. This is why you see declines coming. And we're not even sure that they're done borrowing money.
Well, and that's the part that I think people don't really understand here. I mean, this wild swing that has really shook the market, especially in the past week after the Fed delivered a widely expected 50 basis point rate increase. And it signals similar moves for meetings ahead as it's trying to quell the highest annual inflation rate in 40 years. I mean, this is the worst I've seen in my lifetime. I'm literally 40 years old. The index has declined for five straight weeks, its longest losing streak since mid-2011. And when you watch this happen, you're seeing people's hard-earned money disappear in a very fast way, in a very quick way that people are not accustomed to. And that's why there's so many people that are on the edge of retirement. I was talking to an Uber driver in New York City this week when I was there hosting Outnumbered on Fox, and he said he was planning on quitting, but now he thinks he's going to have to work at least 2 or 3 years to cover these losses. That's significant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it'll get worse because we've just started. You know, that's one of the things that most people don't consider when we're looking at these types of markets. You'll hear keywords from certain industries that want you to not be afraid, to not pay attention to your valuations and say, great buying opportunity. Yes and no. You know, the last time we had this kind of a downturn in the stock market, it took almost a decade for people to recover where they were. And when you're talking about your retirement, that's an awful long time to not have growth, to stay stagnant. It makes the dream of retirement pushed out even further because we need that time for our money to grow. Even if it's in a small compounding rate, we lose that. And a decade's a long time. And whether this one's a decade is hard to say. We've never put this much money into an economy before, especially an economy that has as many troubles as this one has.
To me, it was almost an issue of just flat out trying to buy votes. It was like, hey, we're freaking out. We've got an election. And we need to fix this. So if we send you a bunch of money, then somehow you'll think we're doing a good job with the economy. And even though we have no idea how we're going to pay for this.
It absolutely is. And that's why we saw, you know, stimulus checks going out, not even seeing if it was necessary with no, you know, supervision, you know, just here's money. And paying companies that, this is kind of silly to me, you know, from an economic standpoint, it makes no sense. Companies that were viable and strong were getting, you know, COVID stimulus checks, even though they didn't need it.
The amount of, you know, they said that there was up to, they think now, possibly 50% waste and abuse of the COVID bailout funds for small businesses. 50% is what they think may have just straight up been fraudulently grabbed. They're investigating some of it, but that money's gone. It's not like you're going to be able to recoup it. It's like when a business is running a Ponzi scheme. People were running the Ponzi scheme from the moment they got the money, basically by lying and illegally. But the government was so eager to send it out. There was zero checks and balances. That's why there was 50% of the hundreds of billions of dollars that we sent out. They're now saying was probably completely gone to fraud and abuse instantly.
Absolutely. And that's their numbers. So if they're saying 50, we know it's probably closer to 70 if you had real people looking into it.
I want to move and pivot here for a moment to what people are feeling specifically right now as they're terrified to open up those financial statements. There's a lot of people that are listening that were very close within a 5-10 year window of retirement. And now they're seeing years of earnings have evaporated. Some of them may be even being upside down. And look, the stock market was just roaring when Donald Trump was president. No one denies that. And a lot of people said, I'm not going to diversify my financial portfolio. I'm going all in stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, so that, you know, all these types of things that you grab with your financial advisor. And one of the things we saw move to the wayside because it became, quote, unpopular, were precious metals, which is straight up a hedge, a protection when things like this happen in your portfolio. So what has happened with precious metals while all this has been happening and all these losses have been happening on Wall Street?
Yeah, it's an incredible thing. We've seen, you know, gold and silver, precious metals in general, move up since, you know, President Biden was elected. Because those of us who were aware knew what was coming, right? The promises he made, if he kept half of them, we were in trouble. So we've seen precious metals move up. And here's what you'll continue to see. You'll continue to see them move up because this is where money will flow to. People who know realize that we've printed trillions of dollars. We have, as far as the Fed's talking, 5 more interest rates raises this year. Now, that's not talking about next year. It's been talked about, and there will be interest raises next year as well. This kind of inflation doesn't go away easy, and it doesn't go away fast.
Charles, this week, it was the first time I've gone back to New York City in almost 3 years. Usually, I'd spend 25, 30 trips a year to New York doing TV. And I went up this week to host Outnumbered, and I said to my wife, I was like, all right, go with me. And because we hadn't gone in forever, let's go up there. Let's, you know, see what it's like mm-hmm. and grab a play. And then the surprise was I'm a gift giver. That's my thing. And I said we went over to Diamond Row, and I was sitting there talking to a guy that I've known for years, literally, I mean, years. And we were talking about the economy, and we were talking about the lockdowns, right? He was talking about how it was a ghost town when they had the total lockdowns in New York and what it did to their businesses. They shut down for months, like 4 or 5 months, boarded up Diamond Row. No one was there. No one was on the streets. And one of the things he said that was, I think, really shocking is he said, Ben, he said, the price of diamonds is skyrocketing right now. He said, you know, canary diamonds through the roof. He said the mining, a lot of places, they've stopped mining because they can't afford it right now based on the costs to hire people. No one wants to work. He talked about the price of, you know, platinum and palladium and the price of silver and gold. And he said, this is getting out of control. He said, we've not seen these types of numbers. He said, I don't know when, right? He goes, I don't know when was the last time I saw numbers like this, but he said, it's totally affecting our business. And he said, it's all because of inflation and because of the economy right now. And I think you'd probably agree.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that really is of gasoline, diesel, all of that mining equipment requires fuel for it to operate. And these are the things, you know, when you supply of gas and diesel, everything costs more. It costs more to get it out of the ground for the metals. It costs more to make things than it costs to ship it. And then you add the economic factors on top of it. This is why it's so heavy so fast, because all things are working together. We have such a complete disaster of an economic plan going on right now that it's compounding the issue.
You look at the housing market now, too, and, you know, there's this yin and yang, and it's one of these where you go, okay, what do you do? Do you buy a house now on even though they're all-time high prices because the interest rates are still historically low? And next year, yeah, the price may come down, but the interest rate may end up being what kills you. You combine that with what we're seeing now with hyperinflation, and you see what the Fed's doing. It's pretty clear that much higher interest rates than what we have right now. I mean, we go back to, I think it was January, we were at 3.11. Now we're well over 5 on a 30-year loan. And there's no end in sight for this stopping either.
No, I think we get back as far as the inflationary numbers and the interest rate numbers that we had back in the 80s. And some people will get their house and they will be paying 12 and 13%. That's just, you know, it's what happened then. And I think that's what you're going to see. That's where this is taking us. And it's not that big of a leap from where we're at now. And this is the true dilemma. You know, when you start looking and saying, where do I invest? You know, is real estate right now? Well, gosh, it's tough to say, because unfortunately, we do know that as people purchase things, they focus on their monthly payment, not the actual value of the property or the home that they're getting. And if we have interest rates go up, they can't shut down that whole market. Housing prices have to come down. So do you buy now, like you said, and get a cheaper interest rate and just say, I'm in it for the long haul? You'll wait. Hopefully you have enough to have to finance less and the housing prices come down. But then housing prices come down is the other dilemma. You know, so many people count on their home as part of their retirement strategy.
It's supposed to be your number one asset. It's supposed to be going up, right? It's supposed to be something that over the 30 years you own it, or 20, that you're going to make money. But if the housing market crashes and the interest rates go back up, now you're upside down in two ways.
Absolutely. And if it's anything like the last housing crash, when we saw banks taking up all the property and then creating fake companies to rent them out again, those are houses that will never make it back to the market when we do recover.
Yeah. Last question.
As well, inventory.
Last question for you. You go back to diversification of a portfolio. Now, I think it's now more important than ever. That's one of the things that you guys focus on so much. At Legacy Precious Metals, is it time for people to take a deep, serious look at their retirement portfolio and see if they are truly diversified? If you're afraid to open up that envelope, right, that comes in the mail with your statement, does that mean it's time to take a second look?
If you're afraid to open it, that means you need to call right away. And everyone should be looking. You know, if you have fear, we have to remove the fear. That's not a retirement plan, being afraid. We want to look at that and say, okay, how do we make this a positive thing for you? How do we set up a plan to where you know and you are comfortable and we can remove that fear and get you protected? That's what we do. That's what Precious Metals are going to do. all the other investment options, they're in trouble with this cycle that we've seen. Equities are in trouble. We've seen that, and we haven't seen the worst yet.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I've been making changes recently because of what's been happening, and I hope other people will do the same. Look at what you're doing. You can reach out to you guys, Charles, as the CEO. You guys do a great job at Legacy. I appreciate your time and coming on. You can grab them online at legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. You also call them and get their free guide on precious metals. You can call them 1-866-473-6204, 1-866-473-6204, or online at legacypminvestments.com. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow. .com. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.